Hey fam, this is Hector Mirai, and you're listening to Faith and Fandom 180 on LTN Radio. The other day I was playing a game of Pokemon, the trading card game, and I defeated myself. I technically lost to my friend that I was playing with, but in all essence, I defeated myself. And that happened because I was not paying attention. So there are these things in Pokemon, the trading card game, called stadiums, and they have effects on certain moves, plays, and things like that. And I had put down a stadium that meant I would take 30 less damage for every time I was attacked. And I put that stadium down, and I got distracted. I was probably on my phone. I probably was not paying attention to something else, and I forgot that stadium was there. I forgot that it was in play. And so the next time I was attacked, I took the full damage. I didn't take off the 30. And then the next time I was attacked, I took full damage. I didn't take off the 30. I was not watching where I was going. I was not paying attention to my fictional surroundings for the game. And I ended up losing, not because my opponent played better than me, but because I wasn't actually paying attention to where I was treading, because I was in a much safer place if I would have actually been paying attention, but I wasn't. And it reminds me of this verse that we see in Proverbs 4:26. It says, "Give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways." And the problem was, I was not giving careful thought to my ways. I was not being steadfast in where my feet were going. I saw the safe way to go and stopped paying attention, and it did damage to me. And for us, I feel like we do the same thing in real life, is we know the right path. We know the right circumstances. We know the right relationships. We know where we should go and how we should proceed, but we get distracted. We end up going in places that do damage, that hurt us, and end up being things that take us far from God. So please be careful of your surroundings and how you walk. If you'd like to learn more about Faith and Fandom, head on over to faithandfandom.org, where you can learn about our Comic-Con ministry, podcast, memes, apparel, and book series. You can even read new chapters before they make it to the next book. I'm Hector Mirai, and thank you for spending the last 180 seconds with me.